The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Going to my topic that I wanted to begin tonight, the general theme that we had been, that we've chosen and that was announced is how to live an Islamic life. How to live a life based on the religion of Islam. You know, one of the very unique experiences of the era that we live in today is the fact that everything is being redefined. If you look at the definition of family, there was a time when family meant a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, and children if they came about. And as we know today, the definition of a family has radically shifted into something completely different. Genders, there was a day when it was just male and female. And today you have a multitude and a plethora of people who follow or claim to follow another gender. They don't want to be labeled or boxed into a particular gender. They want to be gender fluid. They want to be gender neutral. They want to create what they want to be every day. Roles within the family are changing. The way that people are living lives today is becoming complete opposite, I would say, of what human beings were created to live like. The Quran presents us with one lifestyle, and maybe even other Abrahamic religions present the same. But this liberal world that we live in today, this secular society which wants us or wants people to be who they are, to, you know, express themselves, it's chosen a different path to define the human being. And as believers, obviously our challenge A is to how to live in such an environment. So we need to go back to the Quran and to the teachers of the Quran, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, to understand how they define these and many other terms. And so the verse which I want to reflect upon as we move on in our discussion tonight comes to us from chapter number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 24. And it's just a portion of the verse. The verse is much lengthier, but I just want to focus on the introductory portion of it. And it's where Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe. So Allah is making the recipient of this message a very narrowed down, a very unique group of individuals. Many times, as you'll know when you read the Quran, Allah speaks to humanity. Ya ayyuhan nas. This is Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, atheist, Buddhist, Sikh, Hindu, whatever there may be in the world. Sometimes Allah addresses non-believers. Kul ya ayyuhal kafirun. A unique and a specific group of people. But then Allah says, no, I want to speak directly to people who follow my message. And here my message is reference to the Muslims, those who have accepted and submitted to the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And so Allah says, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa li rasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Allah says something very interesting. He says, istajibu lillahi wa li rasul. So He's already acknowledging that we're believers by calling us those who have iman. And then He says, answer the call of Allah and His messenger and the messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. Now, if you think about this verse for a few moments, Allah is first of all calling the believers. He's telling them, answer the call of Allah and the messenger. But we've already believed, Ya Allah. What is the call that you're telling us to now further believe in? This could be an indication at one level that iman, that faith, is at different levels. Right? Nobody can say that I'm at the same level of faith as another person. In fact, in the hadith, we're told that if faith was to be graded on a scale of 1 to 10, they say that Salman al-Muhammadi, the same one that we know as Salman al-Farisi, but as Ahlul Bayt would tell us, don't call him Salman al-Farisi. They say that he was at number 10 of Iman. And they say Abu Dharr, the very famous companion, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, he was at level 9 of Iman, they say in the hadith. And the hadith says if Abu Dharr knew what was in the heart of Salman, he would have either killed him or called him a kafir. What kind of iman is this that one level can change a person? We don't know. Because the Ahlul Bayt didn't further elaborate on that level of iman. But this shows us, brothers and sisters, that iman is not stagnant. Iman is not, okay, I'm doing this, this, and this, now I'm done. No, iman can continuously grow. We can continuously become better and better and better. And so Allah says, O you who believe, He's telling us at one level you're all believers, but if you want to climb the ladder of spirituality, so to speak, you want to increase in your level of connectivity and connection to Allah, He says, answer the call of Allah and the Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. Lima yuhyikum. This in itself should get us to think, what is this verse telling us? You and I, in this room tonight, we're all physically alive. This verse was speaking to Muslims that were physically alive at the time of the Messenger of Allah. So what kind of a life are they being called towards? It's not just the physical life, because they were already alive. They were breathing, walking, talking, eating, doing all of the bodily functions that a human being that is alive does. So what was Allah telling us, or telling them, telling all of us, to answer a call that will give us life? Right? This is, in a gist as well, what I want to look at in these nights, that what is this life that Allah is calling us towards? You know, if you look in a dictionary definition of what life is in general, you know, Webster's dictionary says that life is a condition which distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Well, this cannot be the life that the Quran is pointing us towards. We already have that life. And so we look at it a step further, and we see that the Quranic definition of life that we are being invited to, that we need to accept the call of Allah, we need to accept the invitation of Rasulullah, is a life which is led under the shadow of the teachings of Allah, under the teachings of the representatives of Allah, the Prophet and his legitimate successors, the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salatu was-salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It's a life which is free from all spiritual filth, where we are able to develop our human capacities and capabilities, this concept of purification of the soul, to actually get to a level where we become not just physically alive human beings, but we become spiritually enlivened, where we can manifest the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us. As the hadith al-Qudsi mentions, or the hadith mentions, تَخَلَّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Enable yourself to live the qualities of Allah. Facilitate within your lives the ability to manifest and mirror and represent the qualities, the traits, the sifat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within Him. When we can get to that level, brothers and sisters, where we become that manifestation of the names of Allah, the beauty that Allah has, those traits which were manifest in the most perfect form by Rasulullah and by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam after him, then we can say that we have proceeded on that path of accepting the message of becoming alive in the spiritual sense of the word.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.